the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we'll deal with the 10th commandment. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's goods. Or, thou shalt not, you shouldn't desire your neighbor's goods. Now, this is very, very serious business. Because to covet, to desire the things that someone else owns, is to truly choose unhappiness. Because then you look and you look at someone else and you actually think somehow that those things that you don't have are going to make you happy. Joy and misery, happiness and misery are choices. You choose to be happy or you choose to be miserable. It's up to you. You choose heaven, you choose hell. You choose to forgive or you choose not to forgive. You choose to love or you choose not to love. But it is not something that is in the emotions. It is in the will. If you choose to be miserable because your neighbor has more than you, or a bigger house, or a better car, you've chosen to be miserable. And that's why this particular commandment is so important. Now, serious and willful greed or avarice, lusting after things, wanting them with all your heart and doing everything you can to get them, and then once you have them, to keep them only for yourself, not being able to share or not even letting people use these things because you're afraid of losing them. This kind of attachment to things is always going to be evil, because when we attach ourselves to the things of this earth, we become just like them. We become inanimate. We become dead. Because what happens is we always become like what we love. If we place our love in things, even our hope in things, we will always be disappointed. We will always fail. Now, intention to steal or destroy the goods of another. Remember, you shall not desire your neighbor's goods. Doesn't say you shan't take them. That's already dealt with the commandment, thou shalt not steal. You can't even desire your neighbor's goods. The intention to steal. Maybe if you get a chance, you'll take it and use it just so you can have it in your hands. Or to destroy the goods of another because of that jealousy, because of that self-greed and that lust after selfishness. Now, most people in our society, especially in this day and age, have the false notion that prosperity is the standard of human progress. So nations are founded and grounded on how much people own. A chicken in every pot, a car in every garage. That can never make people happy. Almost certainly it makes some things easier. There's no question about it. But we have to understand that there are greater principles at stake here. The Ten Commandments were given to us so that we can truly be happy, that we can be filled with joy, that we can focus on what is truly important in our lives rather than running and chasing after inanimate objects or making our whole happiness dependent upon something or even on someone. In today's society, the wealthy are idolized. Who idolizes? Who looks at a standard of someone who's poor? And yet, we find some of the greatest acts of love and mercy and kindness and tenderness, some of the greatest intellects are found among the poor. And yet, we diss the poor. We look down upon the poor. We think that somehow, because we've got stuff, we're better than the poor. You see where the sin comes in. You see how it perverts every possible beautiful sentiment that a person could have just because they lust after stuff, things. The Ten Commandments are given for the sanctification of the human race. That's the reason God gave us these commandments, to be sanctified. And what does it mean to be sanctified? To become holy. What does it mean to become holy? To become godlike, to become good, patient, giving, compassionate, loving, to become Christ to the world. And so therefore we have these Ten Commandments. They're not just lists of do's and don'ts. They are means to loving, means to becoming, means to being. And without them, society is reduced to shambles. It is reduced to what we have now in our countries. It is reduced to a society that is driven by lust and the coveting of goods and the desire for things and praise and honors and glories. a society that has no use for the poor. It has no use for honesty anymore. It has no use for truth. We must seek the trust in God for our material and spiritual needs. Because if we don't seek to trust God, our most loving and affectionate Father, we fall into envy, jealousy, greed, materialism. We begin to place a divine element in the things that surround us. And instead of seeing them as gifts of God, we see them almost as if they are gods. That's what paganism is. That's what so many religions do. They raise the things around them to the level of the divine in things and placing their trust and hope in things that cannot save, that cannot help, that cannot give happiness, that cannot forgive, that cannot bring peace. Attachment to riches or material goods is one of the greatest evils of our society, of our day and age. We need to refocus our attention on what is really important. The closer we get to material objects, the farther we get away from our humanity. And if we leave our humanity in the dust, we leave all goodness and peace and hope for mankind and hope for his future. Once we recognize the beauty of these commandments of God, then we will be a society that respects life from the moment of creation to the natural death in old age. We will be a society that raises and helps up the poor. We will be a society that is honest and truthful. We will be a society that is productive, a society that is filled with the grace of Christ, that is filled with Christ-likeness, which is what we all must strive to become.